Random House Audio presents Silent Night, a Spencer Holiday novel by Robert B. Parker with Helen Brann. Read for you by Joe Montaigne. Chapter 1. Susan and I walked from my place up to Newbury Street on a sunny Saturday morning. The snow from the night before had stopped falling. There wasn't much traffic, mostly cabs and an occasional noisy snowplow. It was 2 weeks before Christmas. A Salvation Army worker in full uniform was ringing a bell beside a tripod bucket at the corner of Boylston and Berkeley. "I'm glad we don't exchange presents anymore," I said. "Me too," Susan said. "Have you canceled your account at Victoria's Secret?" "Reluctantly, but they still send me the catalog." "You could probably have your name removed from the list," Susan said.
"Sure."
She smiled. We went into a woman's boutique where the staff seemed to know Susan. I found a chair designed for a woman who weighed 108 pounds. I resumed my lifelong comparative study of the female form. Susan had opened a nearly insurmountable lead. That was no reason not to see who might be runner-up, or in the top 10. After about 40 minutes, we left. Susan had bought what she referred to as a lovely little top, and several small packages in a shopping bag decorated with a large Santa Claus. "I didn't think Jews did Christmas shopping," I said.
"More often we do Christmas selling. You do realize there's a group of us at Harvard who gather every year and drink wine and exchange one gift each."
"Any men in this group?"
"No."
"Sounds like a fun crowd, a gathering of..."